President Obama's approval rating has slipped in the past month. The latest New York Times CBS News poll shows the approval rating for the president at 41%. That's down from 50 just a month ago. The main drag? Rising gas prices. A national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $3.81 and climbing. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick takes a look at the political battle over the price at the pump.
Republicans are protecting Wall Street speculators responsible for driving up the pain at the pump.
The president and his administration's policies have intentionally driven up the price at the pump.
With gas prices climbing, so are the political attacks. They're to blame. No, they're to blame. Or the president is.
He said no to the Keystone Pipeline. He said no to offshore development. No to Alaska.
We go through this every year. We've gone through this for 30 years.
But you know what? On that particular point, President Obama's not wrong. You're hearing a lot from the politicians right now about how to curb high gas prices. Not to sound too cynical here, but these issues, while sounding pretty good, we have gone through these pretty much every year. Take drilling in ANWR, for example. That's the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. It's getting thrown around right now as a solution.
I'm not suggesting that if we were to open up ANWR tomorrow, we're going to see the price at the pumps drop commensurately. But if we don't take the first step, then we will never get there.
That's Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski just this past week. But now go back to 2001.
It doesn't make sense not to drill ANWR because...
Now 2004.
We're pushing $5 a gallon.
And 2006.
The responsible development of this minuscule portion of ANWR is a good start.
Of course, you probably remember this sound from 2008. Vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin.
We will drill here and we'll drill now. Yes.
Again, 2008 there, but just last week, Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich.
The president says the Republicans have three strategies. Drilling, drilling, drilling. You are right.
Now that's just one big example, domestic oil drilling mixed into the debate over high gas prices. But remember, it's not just ANWR. While Republicans talk about ANWR and drilling, Democrats have been talking about taxing big oil and opening up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve just like they do pretty much every time gas prices go up. Listen again to House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi just this week talking about another supposed cause of high gas prices.
Supply is up. Demand is down. You would think the price would come down. Enter speculation.
And now listen here to Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, but this time from 2008.
Speculation is not the problem, but it is certainly one of the significant problems.
Well, here's the problem. It's okay to have a debate over long-term energy policy. Indeed, it's a good thing. We need one. But this election you're fighting because you're angry over prices at the pump, is this the best way to do it? It's a fair question because, as we've just heard, we haven't really gotten anywhere. Unfortunately, if pain at the pump right now is what you're worried about, none of the arguments you've just heard, taxing big oil, domestic oil drilling, cracking down on speculators, none of that can do much for the global price of a gallon of gas. So that's my takeaway. During this election season, when you hear politicians campaigning on their strategies for cutting prices at the pump, remember, it's probably a lot more about their political mileage than your gas mileage.
That's our Washington correspondent, Hans Bullock.
I've been waiting for you.